Okay. Just to start about the question, this is the question always being asked. If a person is abused someone sexually, I allow to report him to the police. They go to the rabbis first, and this is unfortunately happening, and many people are confused, even learned people. It took me a while to convince people what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I'm going to just go through the sugyas. Everyone knows by now that the trouble of children of the Rechamun Hatzlan who will be abused are, first of all, many claim they're damaged. Many, unfortunately, many even, you know, in the rehab center, I was told very many of them turn to drugs, and very many of them are suicidal and commit suicide. There's a good percentage of them literally who cannot take it and literally commit suicide. So we all know this is mamish like pekuach nefesh. So I want to just start with a simple mishnah. There's a mishnah, like everyone knows, there's a mishnah Masechtas Soita that talks about the Egla Arufa. You know what the Egla Arufa is? Torah says the Sanhedrin has to say, Yedeini lo shavchu es adam hazay. So the head says, our hands did not pour the blood. So the Mishnah asks, the Mishnah alone asks the question. You know, we find someone killed next to the city. The city has to bring a calf, and the Sanhedrin has to say, al dalteini, did we ever think that the Sanhedrin killed someone? I mean, they have to say, our hands are clean from the blood. So there's a machoikis in Bavli and Rishalmi. And Bavli Dimuda says, he never came to us and we send them out of the city without food. Because maybe, listen to this amazing Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Maybe because we send them out of the city without food and he was hungry, so he went to steal food to someone. He got into a fight and he got killed. So, Bezdin, if he didn't make sure that someone leaves town, has food with him, Bezdin could not say, our hands are clean from blood. You understand what happened? I'm repeat this. We're having a guy who's leaving town, is hungry, he could have snored, could have knocked on the door. I'm hungry, just give me something. We're afraid that he doesn't do that. So he went to steal, got into a fight, and he was killed. Now listen, he's a ganav, weird fool. Yes, it comes to the tzicha, the Rishonim explained, the Rambam, it's a community thing. You know, we all are obligated, this shouldn't happen. Now, someone, you know, one of the arguments, I'm going to just say arguments that sometimes they hear, you know, a guy takes his life, you know, who told him to do that? You know, like, you see over here, a guy doesn't have food to eat and is going to steal. He's a ganav. Who asked him to be a ganav? I don't worry about ganavim. The guy is so silly, has no food. Yes, we, Bezdin, have to make sure. The Bezdin means the community, it's not been a Bezdin. We have to make sure. It's interesting that Rishalma says a little differently. He never came to us and we send them. You know, sometimes you have these guys who were arrested and they left, you know, they send them free. We never had them arrested before, send them free. Because if the Bezdin didn't make sure the guy was arrested before and he killed a second time, so Bezdin cannot say then shop because it's a dinner. Bezdin has to make sure that law and order in the city, that, you know, maybe he was arrested this murderer once. So the Shomerans goes on the murderer, not on the victim. That, like you hear always in the news, the guy was arrested and he was accused of it, but let him out and he did it again. This is a Bezdin has to make sure even that shouldn't happen. So you see, you know, and I just to add, when a Chmul Hatzlan, a person kills himself, that's called murder too. Many people don't know this. The Rambam, that's why I had the rabbi copy the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam,
Well, this Rambam came, only part of the Rambam came out. The Rambam Halucha Beis says, Halucha Beis, the Rambam says very clearly, a guy who commits suicide is murder. Loisirtzach. Committing suicide, that means if Nebuch, a guy, because of his situation of depression, and this happened, this is called murder. So we are responsible such things not to happen. This is our responsibility. Now, you know, to understand this, that's why I wanted to learn the Gemara Bava Kama. You see the Gemara. You know, what category is a molester? I'm going to tell you something, it's going to be shocking to you. You know, a molester is the same category as a moiser, or musa, as we call. Now, we're going to soon see inside the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah to kill a moiser. Now, listen to this Gemara. The Gemara starts, Mesechtes Bava Kama, look in the Gemara. First word of the line is Ruva. If you have it, the first word of the line is Ruva. It's over the more than half down. First word of the line, Ruva. The Gemara relates like this: a he gavre dava boya achve ativne de chavre. He wanted to show either the government or, you know, stama mafia man. He wanted to show where you could get the tevin straw, where you could get usa de kama darav umeloy tachve loy tachve. Do not show. You know, this guy wanted to, you know, this guy was looking where he could steal some hay and some straw. He says, do not show. What is he doing? He's going to give money away. Again, either some hole, even the government. I'll go another time, talk about the government. Let's just talk a mafia guy here is looking to get straw, you know, and he tells Rav, I'm going to show this guy, and by this Jewish person, you can get straw. So if you said of Kahana Kamadarav, he said of Rani Shomtele Kiyamine, he ripped his throat out of him. The kids say he killed him. He murdered him. He killed him. So the Gemara, so Rav says, brings a pusik and explains. What? You hear what happened again? The guy was a Moise. And if Kahana was the next good Aldor, I'm not talking about, you know, some, he was the good Aldor of Kahana, anyone learns Gemara, if Kahana's all over Shas. So he says, I am going to do it. And he says to him, if you, you know, don't, and am I listening, walked over him and killed him. Now, I'm not Chas Hashem saying we should kill us, we'll see what we have a law and order, in those days with no law, but he did it. Why was he? Now, you have. If you have the Shulchan Aruch Rav open, I'm going to show inside. This is the Lushan Rambam, but take out the Shulchan. You have a Shulchan Aruch Rav with you, say, where he brings down the Lushan Machaber. Page, the new print is Kif Chov Gimel. It's Aloha Zayin. Hilche Niske Momen. Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Choshim Mishpat. Kif Chov Gimel is the page. Anyways, look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. The Lushan Shulchan Charav. It's Halchas Niske Mumen, Halchas Zayin. Halchas Zayin. It says like this: Hamoiser, page Kif Chov Gimel, Kuf Chov Gimel. It says Hamoiser. Mitter lahargoy. He doesn't mean mitter, only mitter. He means to say a mitzvah in a minute. It's not just, you know, why. B'chomukoy afele b'zman hazeh. He says, koydim shihimser, before he gives over. Eli sh'oy ma'arein emoyser ployin b'gifoy obomamoynoy. I will get the mafia after his body. That means if you know the mafia wants to hit him, he tells the mafia, I'll tell you where he's hiding. He's hiding there. The mafia's after get his money. Just money. You tell him the money. The guy wants to tell him. Just before he tells him, shoot him dead. That's what it says in the Rab. For the moment, cow, money, hit it. Just for money. Yes, let's finish. Hitter atzmoi lemisa. He is, I don't know how you say in English, hitter atzmoi. He was like, he opened himself up to death. Imasen bo va'omrim al timsoi. We warn him. Im heyis punov. Yeros chutzbo maloi ki am serenu. I'm going to do it. Mitzvah lahorgoi. Halakoidim zucha. Why? Fishahoy lech limse mumis biad nochi kroidev acha nafsho lemisr lehem. You know what roidev means? He's chasing someone to kill. Varoidev acha chaveir lahorgin tzir benafsho shalohi lara kill him. That means why the Rav is very mekatzer. This is based on the solution of Machaber and the solution of Rambam. That when a guy is called the Roidev, what is a Roidev? Let me just tell you something. A Roidev means a guy is running after someone to kill him. And I have to stop him. There's a lav, leisamoid al dam re'echo. I must stop doing this. And why is this called chasing over to kill? So there's a small machlikus in the Rishonim. The Rav Rishonim learned, the Modcha and the Irem, they all learned. The reason is when you master, when you give over to the government, those days the government, it wasn't the government, maybe it was the mafia, whatever, they start with a little money and they put more money, and the end, you could get killed by them. Doesn't mean everyone gets killed, but the Amoisa was, it was very possible that he could get killed. So a guy is a Moiser, he's a indirect, he's not indirect. You know, a guy's running after with an ice pick, he wants to kill him, and you're standing there, the attorney says, shoot the guy. We're getting, you know, don't let him kill your friend, they'll end you. Here, we're talking about the guy is simply telling the mafia or the corrupt government, saying, if you collect money there, we're afraid that more money will come after. A little more money until they're going to torture him and kill him. It's a frightening halacha. But this is the din of a moiser. That's why you're allowed to kill a moiser. Simple. So the Rav says, Aloha Ches, I want you to see Aloha Ches. User a moiser asher zuman, he did it ready. User a hargoy. Once he ready did, you can't kill him. Once a guy is running after the killer guy, and he killed him, you're not going to kill the murderer. You have to arrest him and bring him to justice. We have to ask our prosecutor here, right? I mean, you can't just shoot him on the spot. You know, the place will be, how you say in English, lawless. When people so take the law... take the law in your hands. I forgot what it's called. Vigilante.
No.
That's...
Then
you're allowed to kill him. Then you're allowed to kill him. Yeah, then it's a mitzvah. But let's just finish. Rama says... But if he's a michzik, the Rama says, Aloha test, the Rama, if you jump to Aloha test, Mishihichzik me misiris, once a guy is muchzik to do this, he's a moiser, a muchzik. Muchzik means he does it continuously, three times, the Rishonim say, and then Machmas Osho, then you're allowed to just kill him then, anyways, you're allowed to kill him. Now let me explain this Aloha. I know it's shocking for most of you. A moiser causes indirectly someone to die. So if you know he's going to tell the government, you know, I'm talking about those days, and you're going to, you know, the guy's going to tell the mafia, just money. This is going to cause, again, one, the Rishonim say he's going to cause one money, other money, and the end result is going to be that he's going to get, maybe he's going to get killed, so you're allowed to kill him. It's a frightening Gemara. Now, this is what Chazal said. In this category, to add to this, I wanted to add to this, Rabbeisai, to make it a little bit interesting. The Gemara says, if Abu Machteres, it's a posting in the Torah, Abu Machteres means a guy tunnels under, comes in, tunnels under, guy breaks into someone's house, and he's got a gun, you're allowed to shoot him. Why are you allowed to kill him? Because we have a chazuka that no one, you come to someone for the money, you lose yourself. The guy's gonna, you know, hold on to his money. He's getting into a fight. He's willing to kill you, knowing that you might get into a fight, you're allowed to kill him first. Now, I want to tell you a very interesting thing. Many Rishonim hold. What happens? You're a very calm, collective person. I said the she once, and someone told me the true story. There was a guy, he watched the guy break in, and he had a shotgun ready. He was very calm. And he said to him, you know, I wanted to see if the guy was coming with the gun or not. And the guy, you know, had a gun, shot him dead. He was very calm, and he was talking on the phone, and he was telling people what's going on, and he shot him dead. What happened? A guy is extremely calm. He's not going to, you know, he's going to give his money up. He's not going to put up a fight. You know, most people, when people did get robbed, why is the guy not give up his few dollars? You hit people for... The cashier behind the counter was fighting for $200 and lost his life. A silly thing, because you lose yourself. Guy's very calm. Guy's coming in. I'll give him my money. Take the money. Very calm. Yosalah to kill him. Because he came in to kill. He didn't know you're calm. Since he didn't know you're calm, did he say, since he didn't know you're calm, you're allowed to kill him. That's the din of Abuba Machteris. The Rishonim say the same thing over here. We're afraid what's going to happen is money, you know, to go after him. Certain people are not going to be so cool and calm. And the end result is going to be a guy's going to hold on to his money and maybe he's going to die. Same thing over here. That's why now, every molester, once you know, we're going to talk about how do we know he's a molester. We'll get to it later. But every molester is causing people to die. Just as this is just a chain reaction. He tells the mafia. Mafia goes after him. Maybe he's going to get the money. Maybe the Russians a little, then a little bit more. It's going to might come to it. The same thing is, you do it to a child now. Then the result is he might take his life. The chance is the same. This person is called a moisa. That means it api shechan orach api drambam. You're going to kill him. But let me tell you a big interesting halacha. Even a moisa. If you could stop him from being a moiser by not killing him, the marshal, a roidev, if you could turn around and shoot him in the legs, you will have to shoot him in the legs. And the Rambam says, if you don't shoot him in the legs, you chay misa. That means the guy's running, Reuven is running after Shimon. And he wants to kill him. And Shimon turns around, he could shoot with the gun into her heart or into his legs. He's mechuyf to shoot him in the legs. Because that's why if you could stop him this way, stop him this way. And if you didn't... What are you saying? Yeah, he's talking about we cannot stop him another way. There's no... The Rav is asking you, the Rav is talking about right now he's doing it. I have no choice, but if you could... Today, we are very simple with the molester, you could do it. You just have him arrested and put him to jail. It does work. People get put into jail. There's a big uproar in New York to put up as a Chassidish Yitzhak. They got 30 years. I forgot what someone told me. But, you know, they put it behind bars. That is, you don't have to kill them. And I want to tell everyone, I'm not advocating to kill. Because, you know, but just saying, you know, the very simple thing, you have them arrested in this, because this is the halacha where it works. You know, but it is in this category. Because just like over there, there's another interesting to look.
Living in a place where the chances of him getting arrested and put into jail is very small, because, you know, either that the defense of the government is stark, or because the community will come and defend him, I don't want to kill him instead of arrest him.
Yeah, theoretically, I don't want to advocate here. I want to be quoted. My lawyer told me, after saying Moisim Medua, I told me, explain to me this such a concept of inciting. But theoretical speaking, you live in the country, there are countries, there are countries that, South America, some of the country, there's lawlessness, and not going to help. The guy has a few dollars, he gets out tomorrow. Question tomorrow or day after. You know, then if it's not going to help the jail system, theoretically, that's what he can show, you're allowed to kill him. But if he's a muhzik, let's say, when you know, how do you say it in the word? Serial.
Most of the time, it's a one-time deal.
I was told not that.
I was saying most of the time someone hears about it or they found out that immediately.
Let me tell you an interesting story. In our community, about 15 years ago, I want to say the name of the school, it wasn't from the Amisha, the child told the principal that the mother and child came forward, that the child was molested. Was arrested, and it was mamish horrible. You know, the community, you know, believed him right, believed the child right away. All of a sudden, the prosecutor drops the case. He had a lawyer, not a Grisa Chocham. Why? And I read it in the LA Times. Why did the prosecutor? Prosecutor said he was wondering why no one else is coming forward. So then he checked where she comes from, found out she lived in Tacoma, Washington, and over there she didn't, it turned out to be a lie. And it was the same thing. So the prosecutor dropped it. Because I was told, I just asked, before I gave the shiur, I got to speak to someone as an expert and told me, gave me the statistics, I wrote it down, 90% of them never do it just once.
It's called recidivism.
So
it's called recidivism. Certain types of crimes people commit continuously never stop. Murder is not recidivism.
Right.
We're talking molestation.
Is.
It happens to be the numbers are staggering.
Staggering. So that's why it's muhzik.
But the thing is when we have a situation where one person comes forward and says that person molested me, then in that case there's no muhzik yet.
Right. Well, we'll get to it.
Well,
I want to explain later. I'll get to it. I want to just say, even another halacha, interesting halacha. Let's say, you know, we'd be wrong to say that I get to commit suicide. There's another in the Santa Rambam. The Rambam says, that the Rambam brings it down too. Look in Osvov, that's Pesh Kivchov Beis. It's Osvov, page Kif Chovbeis. You have a different Osvov, the same place, but just Osvov. Osvov. It says, it's the third, one, two, three, the fourth paragraph. V'chein mishirugel lahakois habriois. You have a serial.
Batterer.
I say in English, battery. Someone batters people. He hits. A serious hitter. We efshe lahatzmen elikem sin im serei mitzve kol uda la masra la nachim sheyikhi mimoyna de shit finem o yikatz ti yuda de shikar his head off for everybody's side. You have a serial hitter, so even though he's no one gets in danger, no danger here. We're not talking about anything danger, no one gets in danger. And the Veld calls, unfortunately, a molester, the Veld called his Meshiga. Let me tell you a very, very famous word from Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe once said to someone, if a guy will dance with pigs and eat shiksas, then he's Meshuga. But if a guy dances with shiksas and eats chazer, he has a yitzhara. The guy, you know, today in America, today in America, every Yetzirah, not has a label. Don't blame him. There's no label. A person has a free will, and he does it. They, of course, I don't have that story. None of us have this story, but he has a free will. Anyway, so this is a Rambam Shulchan Aruch. A guy who continuously hits people. So you'll have to give him over to the government, and even though we know that they're going to fine him or cut his hand off. So you see, you don't know how I first built it up, and I said, as the same aluch as a moiser, because people die. Children are molested, and the chances are, and the statistics, like he said, they're going to be dead. But you don't even need that. One thing is clear, once in a while I speak in the rehab center, these children, these adults are damaged. It's frightening. So what is, it's like cutting, causes hitting people, you're allowed to cut off his hand, so you're allowed to put him into jail. There's no way to stop it, you're allowed to put him into jail. One of the famous questions that people ask,
violence?
What?
Does that include domestic violence?
Yes, domestic violence, I would like rather not talk now, but the same aloha, because as you said, it never happens once, he never just once hit his wife, you know. Never happens once. This is once, you know, it was caught once. But let me. One second. Yes. You just need one of out of. I looked up the statistics. I wrote it down. I think it's 1 out of 10. I forgot. It's very high. Maybe he'll next week bring the statistics. I don't know how to go on. That every moiser is just moiser moment. The chances that someone is going to get killed by moiser is remote. He's a moiser that they can take money. And the chances are what... I want to add something to you. You know, there's the Reben Harosh writes in the Tshuva that this man of Goinim, there was a Moiser and they were going to kill him. So the Goinim wrote they should kill him. You know when? That year happened to be Shabbos Shechal B'Yom Kippurim. So he says, kill him on Shabbos Shechal B'Yom Kippurim B'Ne'ilah. B'Ne'ilah. You should hang and kill him. You know, because people don't realize that, you know, a Moiser, it was also a small chance. It wasn't every Moiser died. There wasn't. It is a chance. The statistic here, it was also there. I want to tell you one of the questions people always ask, you know, we don't have evidence. I want to show you another Moiridigi Gemurah. I want you to see this Gemurah. It's frightening. You have a Soiches Apalom. Let's learn a small piece of Gemurah. The Gemara says like this. It's the first word of the line is Adei Urev. The Gemara says like this. Bluze Bereb Shimon. First word of the line is about 15 lines from the top. Starts, the first word of the line is Adei Urev. The Gemara says, Bluze Bereb Shimon Ashkech Lehi Pargavna. He found an appointed person that have a Ketufis Gamva. He used to arrest thieves. Now, what is going to say, in the Roman times, the Romans controlled Eretz Yisrael. You know what they did to a thief? They hung him. So he found a guy, he was arresting, he was employed by the government, an FBI agent, whatever you call them, these agents. How do you figure out who the Ganovim is? How do you know? Lav kechiyisim asle. You know, a Ganov is like a chaya. They come at night, like the animals that come out at night. You know, how are you going to find who is? They hide to ambush like a lion. A lion ambush is waiting, and then he says, maybe you're going to take tzaddikim, you arrest tzaddikim, and so the Gemara umalei my abed. What should I do? I was appointed by the king. What kind of argument is this? Just because king appointed me, allowed to have some arrested and killed? I'm going to answer this in a minute. So the Gemara, the Beluzeh of Shimon says, let me teach you. He says, hey, Chetavid, what should you do? Or go the fourth hour into the bar. Well, Chanisa was a bar where they used to keep cake and drink wine. He says, "Ki have chuzes inish the keshus acham that drinks wine. We konuket kasa b'yud that has a glass of wine in his hand. We komanamnen is dozing. Shul alai itzor merebun me. Ask if he's a talmud chacham. V'naim and he's dozing. Di mekudna megersi. He woke up very early to learn. He's a talmud chacham. Don't arrest him. V'poili if you know that he's a laborer, don't arrest him. Kudna mekuvah v'ditei." He probably got up this morning early work, so he's dozing off. If he's at work at night, Rashi explains, used to thin out silver, certain job, also don't arrest him. The loy, you don't find any of his profession, arrest him, Agavi, Tovsi. The boy side, this Gemara is frightening. Reb Luzer Ber Shimon teaches this agent, how should you arrest someone and have him killed? By circumstantial evidence. Just by, you know, guy, what is he doing in the bar in the fourth hour of the day? He's not a laborer, he's not a Talmud Chochem, he's not this. At night, he breaks in and this is his business. So listen to this Gemara. Ishtama milze beimalke. This was, the king found out that the Bluzer of Shimon told the agent how to do it. The one who reads the letter, let him be the shliach. Let him, they said, Abuzer of Shimon, you be the FBI agent first. I said, Abuzer of Shimon,
He was arresting them, and they were all hung. You are vinegar, the son of wine. Reb Shimon ben Yochai was this great man. This is Ruzer. Ad Musa at the Moisa Amush Alekein Lariga. How long are you going to keep the nation of Hashem to Riga? Shulach I koitzer on mikhalam and akerem. I'm getting rid of the thorns. Shulach I yuva bala kerem yichles koitzer. The kids, Reb Shimon ben Korcha didn't like what he was doing. Now, at the end of the Gemara, the last line, I want to jump because it's not there. After the Shmuel b'Reb Yosi, you see the last line of the Gemara, the last line. After the Shmuel b'Reb Yosi, Mutar ki hag ma'asa liyudei, such a story happened to him. Puga b'Eliyui, he meets Eliyahu Novi, Umrat musat moysa amusha lekein deriga. How long are you going to have them arrested and killed? Yeah, that means he had people killed already, but he's asking, how many are you going to do? You know, he had a list of 10 or 20 already. And Eliyahu Novi says to them, imagine, Eliyahu Novi still meets with him. You know, if Eliyahu meets with him, he's in good shape. Yeah. You know, he's still in good shape. So Eliyahu Novi asks him, how long are you going to do this? So he says, Umalei, Mayavid, Horma de Malkehi. I'm appointed by the king. Umalei, Vicha Urik la Asya. Your father escaped to Asya. At Urik le Lutke. Run away to the city of Lutke. This Gemara is a puzzle. So there's a Rashba in the Tshuva. And the Bishyosi brings it down in Choshimish Pachim Peches. He explains this Gemara. You see, Rabbi Uzzah B'Shem didn't make a mistake. Because first of all, when Rabbi Shua Ben Korcha tells him, he calls him Choymitz Ben Yayin. Should have called a murderer. If someone comes to someone and he says, I want you to kill someone, otherwise we're going to kill you, you have to die. What is he saying? Harmed Malkani, I was appointed by the king. And he calls him Choymitz Ben Yayin. You're not such a tzaddik. Your father was a bigger tzaddik than you. And Yoel Novi comes and has a nice shmooze, and he says, how long are you keep on doing this? He says, and the Rashba explains that, you know, Melech B'Mishpat Yamad, you must have law and order. And very often there's no way we can have Edom. You think we can have Edom for every Ganav? The Rashba says, if we're going to demand Edom for every Geneva, for every Ritzicha, the land will be lawlessness. Imagine that the Rashba says this, the great words of the Rashba, he says, imagine if the law of this country would be the only time you could put a murderer in prison, you have to have two Edom. 99% there's two Edom, there's some evidence, there's no two Edom. Two Edom, and we have to warn him. Don't shoot! I mean, 99% is out of anger, 99% is doesn't they do. If it's premeditated, no one's going to see it. So the Rashba says, the land is going to be a lawless land. So the Rashba says, Avada, the government has laws, and it has to be kept, those laws. You have to put people in prison. We can't do a Sanhedrin, we cannot do it. And we do it with circumstance and evidence. There's no other choice there's going to be. The reason why they held that he should, you don't do it. Why? Why shouldn't he do it? Because the Torah doesn't say a ganav deserves the death. The Torah says a ganav should pay. You give him you cane him a little bit. Give him a makis mardis. But to kill him, the Romans used to hang him. The Gemara says clearly. So the Rashba says that was the argument that Eliyahu Hanavi said to Shmuel Rabbi Yossi and him, that for killing to be murdered, he shouldn't be involved. But a big day, the blues of the Sherman held, he's allowed to be involved. And he did it. And he headed to the mitzvah. You see from this Gemara that giving over people to the authorities when a guy is a molester, this is clearly, it's a mitzvah to do. It's a chiv to do. You know, you see, this is what they did. See, those days they killed him. They don't kill him nowadays. They go into jail. He'll be there. Service sentence, but you see the concept. Many people get so frightened when you met Rabbanim. I speak to Rabbanim like, how could it be? You're allowed to do to it? Yes. I mean, otherwise there'll be if the first time this happened, like you say, the name of the institution, and I got an anonymous phone call. So I said to the lady, don't go to the rabbis. Go straight to the police. And I get a phone call. So I said to the guy, what are you going to do? Tell me what you're going to do. So, as rabbi, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You know, what can a rabbi do? You could fire him. That's it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm quite proud of it. I put him into jail. Because there's no way to stop him, such a person. There's nothing a rabbi could do. Rabbi, what could he do? He could talk to him, send him to therapy. I don't know, there's a therapist around here, do the helps. The way people explain to me, you know what I mean? It doesn't help. These guys are, you know, once he has this Yetzirah, it's like, a person has a Yetzirah to eat chazer, therapy's not going to eat. Help. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's got a Yetzirah to eat chazer, he's going to sit by a therapist, talk about in chazer, he's going to get chazer. It's not an issue, he has a Yetzirah. That doesn't help him. I don't know how it works, but I'm just saying, bottom line is that there has to be such laws in order to be sure the law and order.
So where do you draw the line here? I mean, okay, we understand Lester called authority, but you're saying law and order, I don't know, some guy, swindles me in a business deal, that would also...
Yes, if he does, you have to call him to Besen. I'm not going to that, we'll go another time. Guy was swindled, he doesn't want to come to Besen, you're allowed to go to court. You're allowed to. There are people who... I don't want to get into this. I want to focus on this because that other gets so broad. We'll talk another time about it. But let's just focus on this because many people have a total misunderstanding about this. Let me say over Gemara about Lushan Hara. Shkeich for, I forgot your first name for reminding me. What's your first name again? Okay. There's a tiny Gemara in the Sechtes Nidah Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. A frightening Gemara about Lushan Hara. The Welt knows only half of the Gemara. The Welt doesn't know the second half of the Gemara. Let me just read a tiny Gemara. Gemara says like this. It says, Vabor, they found a pit. It's a pasuk in Yermia. Asher hishlich shom Yishmuel. Yishmuel was a guy who threw, it's called Pigrei Anushim. Yishmuel threw all the dead bodies. Asher hiku v'yad Gedalia, who was murdered through Gedalia. There was a pit. Again, the pasuk saying there was a pit that Yishmuel threw in the dead bodies, who were killed by Gedalia. The Gemara says, look up the pasuk. Ichi Gedalia hargam? That's not true. Yishmuel hargam. Let me tell you what happened. Gedalia was in a city, this Choshev Rav Gedalia, and he got information. Someone came to him telling you, Yishmuel is coming, and he's going to murder all of you. Don't talk Lashon Hara. I don't believe you. Yishmuel's going to do it. He ignored it. So the Gemara, since he ignored it, and the Gemara says, Shmuel, and b'toch shehoi leluchish letzas yoichin min koirach, he should have listened when he got the information. Someone came to him, tell me, I'm telling you, Yishmuel is coming to kill the people here. And he didn't want to accept the Lushan Hara. He didn't want to even choshet to be worried, maybe it's true. But chosh mala kusiv kili hargam, like he would have killed them. You hear this Gemara? You got information that this guy is coming to kill, and you do nothing. That's what happened. He did nothing. He didn't believe it. So the Pusik says, you who sat passive, who did nothing, is called a murderer. So the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, Lish Hai Lish Nebisha Lush Nara, even though you're not a Mekabel, you're not accepted as fully true, Lamechish, your boy, you have to worry. Maybe it's true. And if you don't, you are called murderer. You know, this is not a label, you are called murderer. In the Rizal, it's a whole Arichas and Kisvei Rizal, you are considered mamish a murderer, he says. And he has a whole Arichas that you have to, what your Chmulat and a person has to, by being passive, person being passive, he is considered a murderer. So when a guy finds out the guy, a rumor, like he just said, they say he's a molester. Now, you can't believe this is fully true, but you have to say immediately, maybe it's true. I got very annoyed. There was a school that some parent came to me and we wasn't sure what happened. I said, you should not let him go on to teach till you find out. Yeah, the school has to pay him. We said, we can't prove it yet.
things still, you know, thing. But you, if you are not, you are considered a molester. If a school ignores what people want them, you know, can't complain. The principal of the school, the Gemara, calls them a molester. Not just the principal. I, unfortunately, as a rabbi, I hear many things. And I once told the guy, he told me information. I says, you could tell me, I'm not allowed to say. Once you told me the information, I am obligated to save someone's life. It was also, it wasn't molesting, it was another crazy story, I'll go into details. You know, there's no such a thing, I tell you, I don't want you to tell anyone. Once you told me, I have a chiv of leisama de dam re'achu, and to act what you say, it's too late. You shouldn't have told me. You know, maybe it's a mitzvah he told me, you know, to say, because when you hear the information now, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to ever say, except that it's totally true. That means there's a school, they could tell him, you know, call in sick to verify everything. And they have to pay him, because there's a contract. You can't violate, you can't break the contract if you don't prove it. But you have to, your child says, maybe it's true. Now, the truth is, it's very hard. Usually, children don't make up stories. Usually. And usually, once you catch with one, you can, you know, the one, the woodwork comes out. And on that, you're allowed to put a guy into prison. Period. You see, the Gemara talks about the story of Blue Zerushima, circumstantial evidence. I don't know how the court system goes, and my word against his word, I don't know how these things work. But the bottom line is, when you know and you've seen, that's why you always need a Talmud Chacham, and in many places they say you should speak to other three Talmidei Chacham to make sure, because sometimes people are biased and people are, you know, you need someone to really understand. You are adraba, you're mechuyav to say. Otherwise, you are called the molester by sitting and doing nothing.
Isn't there a danger that by having this sort of approach, if somebody wants to destroy somebody's reputation or take away his parnasa, that he's going to start saying something?
The first thing in court when there's a divorce, the first thing the lady says, he molests my children. A judge told me this, not a lawyer, a judge. I met once a judge, and I was asking him, you know, we're just smoothing, so he says, he has family. Go, tell me what's the, yeah, the first thing they say. 17 years, everything was good, but now all of a sudden he had an affair, he molested children. You know, like all of a sudden. That's what he told me.
Can we rely on the fact that, I mean, okay, I know how it works, and I've done interviews where they bring the victim in, and the DA and the police officer will do an interview with the victim, and determine how truthful they are, and make a lot of evaluations on that, and see if there's any other evidence that links them. It's a very serious charge, but can we rely on the government?
Yes, you see over here. That's what you see for the Gemara. You know, you have to be shoykel. You have to be. But usually, by molesters, I don't know why they're so worried about it. I'll tell you the truth. A gamut, they're not so worried about it. If a guy robs someone, the truth is, sex is very uncomfortable for most people, for all of us. The Zohar says sex is extremely uncomfortable. If you talk about he gambled someone, he punched a guy in the nose. I once was screaming at a shishiva. I said, imagine you have a guy. There's a rumor that he poisons the food in yeshiva, and every few weeks a bunch of Tamidim get sick. But you just ignore it? Or you try to get the bottom of it. And why are you ignoring this? You know, because then I have, because sex, he's uncomfortable. That hit him on the head, yes. You know, but it is very thin, and you really have to be a chochem. You have to, but generally, by people who do it, usually there's one and there are many that come out of the woodwork. It's best he speaks to Rav, I would suggest. Yeah, but I believe the story then. When the lady told me, the way she described to me what was going on with her child, it was a six-year-old child. Six-year-old child don't make up such stories. The child was out of control, and the therapist was choshed already. It wasn't, she took a therapist, something, you know, couldn't get it straight and send it another one. It was, and there's another thing, you know, that's very good to say we. The child who grows up and knows that happened does the biggest mitzvah and the Torah. He puts the molester into prison. See, we don't know the truth, so we have a problem always. But there was a famous story just now in New York. The guy grew up and he took his Rebbe, I forgot, but I don't know the details so much, and put him into jail. The person knows that it was done to him is the greatest mitzvah, because he knows this has happened to him. I don't know. We don't know. Maybe you're lying, maybe you're not. So we have to judge with these very thin things, and like the Rashi says, you know, if we always need aid, there'll be lawlessness in the world. So we have to very circumstances and make sure it's correct and be convinced. But the person happened to him, he does a big mitzvah. There's another, I'm going to add something. Afterwards, I'll answer a question. There is people, I don't want to say their names even, there's who claim you can't have the guy arrested. They're worried about pegam mishpocha. Imagine, I had even a shliach once of a chashev, a really big Talmud Chacham Chabad came to call me up, and the lady met me about it in a different state. And he said, you know, this is terrible. This guy is a respectable person in the community, this person, and he's also a shliach, and two of his daughters came forward, and he says, what should I do? I mean, if we, his children, his brothers, and it's a big family, it's a recognized family, and it's to be a terrible begam mishpocha. Let me tell you an interesting halacha. I don't know why people are so worried about begam mishpocha, but let me first tell you a din shulchan aruch. Shiduchim. Let me tell you a very interesting halacha. In Yoredei is Simon Shin Lamed Dalad. There's a din that the Remu quotes a Tshuvas Aran and a Mikiyosa that brings a Tshuvas Egoinim. You put a guy to Chedim. You put a guy to Chedim, he doesn't want to come to Bezdin. You know, we're not talking about big major things. Guy doesn't want to come to call a guy to Bezdin, he doesn't want to come to Bezdin, he owes money people or whatever. Doesn't come, you're allowed to put him to Chedim. The Bezdin is allowed to also not only put him to Chedim. I wrote down the Lushan HaShulchan Aruch. It says, Lahachmer Umrov, Shaloyimol Bunov. Bezdin could say, we put him to Chedim, and he is going to have a child. No one should make a bris for the child. Shelo yikiver im yumis. We shouldn't bury him if he dies. Shouldn't bury him if he dies. Elegarish es bonov beis ha-sefer, to chase his children out of the cheder. Take his children, can't come into cheder. The ishtoi beis ha-knesses, and his wife from shul. The guy doesn't want to come to the Torah, you're allowed to put him to Chedim, in the Vaza, the whole family. Because, you know, so you see, when it comes to crime, see, the emes is, you look at in the marshal doesn't understand what right do you have not to let the children to Chedim, the children, you know, have to learn Torah, and the wife, but, you know, the Guan and the Remu brings down, no one argues, the marshal argues, but it's the truth is the Goyim say this. We're not worried by crime, pekam mishpuch. Otherwise, again, the land will be lawlessness. It's ridiculous. You have to worry about. There is a Gemara, if you learn the Afyoimi, and I think it's Taf Pei Gimel in Sanhedrin, a very interesting Gemara. I will mention this Gemara since some of you learned the Afyoimi. The Gemara says a story that a man fell in love with a lady. And the doctor said, if he doesn't do anything, he's going to die. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara if she was a married lady, if she was not a married lady. The Gemara says, Bishle, a married lady. So the Gemara says, let him die. And l'chaim l'shulam zuk min v'yiddish. You know, what's our problem? So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Bishle is an eishes ish. We understand. The Gemara says, but if it's not an eishes ish, it's a penuya. Penuya means a girl who didn't have a period. Penuya means a under 12 years. So what's, because when it says not to have a beer, and when it says let him talk behind the gate, maybe this is going to calm him down, just to calm the person down. He's when it says not even to even speak behind the gate, no. So the Gemara says, why not? What speaking behind the gate with a girl who's not even an idiot, talking about under 12 years old, what? So let him speak. Maybe this is going to save his life. So the Gemara says, pegam mishpocha. Because you can't embarrass the family. She, the Rishonim says, she wants, she can go talk, she wants. But you can't. The whole family is going to be bizarre. You know, that from that family, this girl out to speak to someone, had a crush. How do you say crush in English? Had a crush and infatuation. And he was going to die, and she had to talk to him. So you see from this Gemara that we don't care, because we've got Mishpocha,
Gemara says, if she was willing to talk, let her talk. But for the family's sake, you see, for Pagamish Bocha, we are worried. And we say, let him die, and not to embarrass the family. And Moshe has a tshuva, talks about this, and he says, there's no comparison, he explains. You, a guy who is infatuated and has a crush, is guilty himself. He didn't wake up one morning and, this gets built up. You know, he was watching her and, you know, was fantasizing until he came to such a shit. You know, you did it for yourself. You have a mishigas, you have a yetzahara. You know, that's what the Gemara is talking about. Otherwise, we're not worried. Began mishpocha. You put a guy into chedem and his wife can't go to shul. It's embarrassing. The children don't go to chedem. You know what? The Ramban in the tshuva asked the kasha on the tshuva sagoinim. He says, how could you not make a bris? Because if the father doesn't make a bris, then everyone has to make a bris. And then he says, how can you not bury him? Becomes a mess mitzvah. He says, Lahamid dos al tiloi, you know, to make sure that law and order and people should come to the Torah, let it be a mess mitzvah, let it not be buried, and let, you see, you're not worried about it. So you see that, you know, can't worry about people, you know, because he is a molester, now be embarrassing for the Shidduchim. You got to have him arrested. There's nothing to talk about. I'll answer that at the end, okay? I'll answer that question then. I want to focus on this. Then you can ask any questions. You know, I want to say another thing, because this is over a year ago, and it's a sensitive topic, and Torah has to be said, you know. I had an argument with Aguda about this, even called the head of the Aguda. I have someone over here in the community, still live in New York, and he was in the rehab center, he's doing very well, Baruch Hashem, even got married here. And in New York, there was called the Markey Bill, which is called the Child Victims Act. They passed it in California, they want to pass it in New York, and they're fighting about it, and the Aguda doesn't want to pass it. I asked, what, I don't understand, this young man was bothered so much about it. They said they're afraid if they pass this bill, they're passing bills that I really understand it, if you correct me, is that 1 year window that you could go back, the statute of limitation will be much longer for 1 year you have, and they want to add the statute of limitation 5 years, something like that. So why are they afraid that some of these shivas will go, you know, like the church is being sued. I was told that in California, that because of that rule, Baruch Hashem, you know, the Or Eliyahu was able to buy the building, and that you buy your father's block, you buy your parents' block, bought the building because they had to pay $625 million to settle because of this law. Right. So the kids are, so they're afraid they're going to go. Now, I spoke to people who know this. I don't know these things. And they said that it helps enormously to expose the molesters. And it helps for the child, and it helps for the, how's it called, for the for people to awareness. So, I almost don't understand. The question is like this. On the lav, leisamoid al damre echo. Let's say you see a person is going to be killed, or Sophie killed. Are you mechuyif to give all your money away or not? That's a big machlekes. Now, on every lav she'ein by masa, is a huge machlekes in the achrinim. I mean, I could talk an hour about this machlekes. It's a huge machlekes. Many hold that, first of all, they bring the kivege brings in Shulchan Aruch a famous rivash that says mefurish, and even a lav she'ein by masa, you have to give every money away not to be over the lav. So according to the Kivega, let all these moisters close down. We're saving the Samad Amarach, we're saving children this way. But even with, you know, we're gonna ignore this, you know, this. Daddy said, let me add, there's a Marsham who says a huge chiddush. The Marsham says, you don't have to give all your money away for the Samad Amarach. Why? Because if you're going to save his life, you're going to become poor. And poverty is also like death. The Gemara says, big chiddush. Just for the record, the Nesivos argues on this. There's a long Nesivos that talks about it, but it takes too much time. But I want to just say, that is all good and nice. You're talking about individual. This guy has to give his money. We're making a law for the community, which helps the community. We have to put law and order. So this yeshiva is going to have to close down. Let him close down. Law has to be, we're not talking about, first of all, it's not sure. This is a huge suffix. Why is it not sure? Because, you know, the yeshivas is not like the church. Nothing is documented. You know, we all have the yeshivas. You know, think the principal got a documented, written up report, and how are we going to subpoena the report? You know, everything. Yeah, you have a complaint. Yeah, nish, you know. I don't know. So the yeshivas are not going to be so much in trouble. But even in Tim Salina, they're going to be in trouble. We have a mechuyev to make institute laws to save the community, to save the children. Why don't you show you a Moedei Shulchan Aruch Harav? Look on page Kif Lamed Hei. There's a famous question. To save a person's life, by you should be Ozain. Hilchas Niske Gibbe Nefesh. Niske Gibbe Nefesh, Ozain. You have it? At the end of Ozain, he says like this. Now let's learn the whole Zion. Let's learn. Haroya es chaveyer tveye bayom. You see your friend and drowning. I listen bo mulav. Ganuv ma comic to him. But yuchal atziloi he ba'atzmoi. He can save himself. I listen a chaydim la'atzil. Chayv litroi riskal atzil. If you see a guy drowning, you have to save him. Hire people to save him. See a guy drown. Guy says, I'm going to swim after him. You pay me $1,000. Give him $1,000. V'choy zenifnim emeni. Miyeshlo. He collects the money from the guy who saved his life. Even if you're not going to get his money back, the Rav says, you have to give money to save a person's life, even though you know you never be able to collect it. Now listen to the next piece. You hear this? What's happening? I'm going to jump into the ocean. I'm not the best swimmer. I might drown. There's one opinion holds that I have to jump in, that maybe I'll drown to save the guy's life. But yes, Cholkim is there. You know, it's in parentheses. I always told that parentheses means that the Alter Rebbe was not so sure about it. The Sufik Nefushiluk, I mean, these are Rishonim. The Samach is a Rishonim. It's a Sma. You know, the argument. That means there's a Shitter that holds. There's a Machlaikis. You understand the machlokes? If I have to save a person's life, you know, this happens, you hear it in the news, a guy pulled the guy out of the car, and he was nervous that the car might, from a burning car, he might explode with it. So it depends on these 2 days. Yeah, you never heard the news, the guy said, he just about to pull him out, mamish, the nick of time, he could have also been blown up. So this question, should I go save the life, depends on these 2 days. The first day it says, but you saw your machlokes, the second day it says, nah. So here, a person has to give away, to save a people's life, you have to give away even your own life, Sufi. How can you say money doesn't apply? How in the world can you say, we're talking about, you know, if someone's going to get killed? So, you know, I honestly had a big argument with them. And I was told, anyways, it's not Negea, because it's not up to the good. You know who's fighting it there? The church is fighting it. That's what I was explaining to someone over here. The church is out to lose $1 billion. So they are mamish, but them just for the record, what comes out that to have a molester arrested is a mitzvah and a chiyuv gudla leisama ladam reachu, because many of these children rachmon islam are suicidal, and that's even if in the jail they might kill him. Because, you know, you might, you know, because theoretically speaking, you don't have to kill him. You don't have to kill him. Have him arrested. And there's nothing wrong. You don't have to go to the rabbi. It's an obligation. There's nothing, there's no if, ands, or buts. It's so clear, the halacha. It's, you know, there's no second chances. I recently also heard some guy told me, Rabbi Diffie Kamiura, what second chances? You know, I spoke to an expert once just for this. Like, you know, like he said, these people are a serial ones. Okay, any questions?
To what extent are you allowed to make a decision? Let's say a person who hits his wife is going to spend life in prison. So, and we think, oh, he hit his wife, it's terrible, we have to report it, but if I put him in a 20-year-old guy away life in prison, it's
no,
terrible.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you something. I was told different. This question, unfortunately, comes up. First of all, they don't put you in the prison for life. They don't for battery. I want to explain something. I was told by a lady, an expert, a Jewish lady, a social worker who works for these things. She used to work for the government. She says these people don't stop hitting. She explained it to me. It escalates today one, and then it turns into. Yeah, but you remember the story?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
This was a horrible story. She told people her husband is hitting her.
And no one did anything. And
Rabbanim also. She told it to Rabbanim. She told it to the principal of the school. I don't know if the principal, whoever was told, could say, my hands are clean from blood. They should have reported him to the police. And the end was, she is dead. Then she was killed.
So do we ever take into account what the government's potential sentences are?
Yes, I would say. You know, the question is a guy who deals with drugs. I've been asked that question. You know, that's it depends who he's dealing with and what, when. But I was saying I had someone in the community I was told was
a drug dealer,
from Jew, and the guy I told the guy go tell the police because people were afraid of him. Police says we know. Just waiting to find out who his supplies were. They told him, they finished the sentence, he lives there, he lives, drives such a car, everything. But, anyways, the end is he wasn't even arrested. They were not interested in the small guys. They were interested in his suppliers. The cut of supplies, the guy moved away from the community, you know.
Right. I didn't understand the way we were reading earlier from one of the Rav Shimon, because this
was a bit of Shimon. Why, says the Rashba and the Tshuva, why? Because the Romans, the Gemara says clearly over there, the Romans hung a thief. The Torah doesn't say she hang a thief. What does the Torah say? The Gemara says you give him, you fine him, or you give him Marcus Mardis. Marcus Mardis. So the Gemara, so that's why. But if you, so mating with a hell, it's not a milsa the Chassidus so that you should be the one telling. But the idea was okay. That you held, because he calls him Chaimitz Benyayin. You don't call him Chaimitz Benyayin, the Rashi. You should call him a Rasha. You're a Meiser, you're a murderer. He says, no, if Dina Machis is that way, it's not the end of the world. He answers your question.
Then Dina Machis.
What did he say?
Even, it's okay, even if it's worse than the
entire sentence? That's the. Als Milsa the Chassidus, you shouldn't do it. That's how the Rashi learns the Gemara.
So locking up someone for a few years for committing a theft related crime, like the Gemara, they would.
Or give him Canaan. Yes.
No
theft. Yes. But if he does it, he does it. He in the community, no, he's gonna. Yes, so he's a thief. He breaks in, he steals people, pickpockets people, spawn. I mean. That's what the Rashi was talking about. The Rashi just says that he shouldn't have done it. The complaint was because the Torah doesn't say you kill someone for stealing. The Torah has other ways of punishing. That's not the Torah way of thinking.
So isn't going against the Torah then?
No, the government is doing it, not me. So the law of the land.
But you know that he's going to end up that way.
Doesn't make it. So the Ereb Luzer of Shimon held you allowed to. Eliyahu Nuvi held. And the Rashi says in Chesanta Zach, you know, Eliyahu Nuvi never could teach us halacha. You know that. That's a takey. You know, this famous thing. How could Eliyahu come? Because Al Milsa de Chassidus, he was allowed to tell him. That's why you know the rights of Milsa de Chassidus. You know what I'm saying? Because Eliyahu Novi, take it, says take it.
But even the
Sheva Mitzvah
established a system of justice, and if we don't believe that's just, then why would we
call it? Who says that is not just? That is just. If everyone agrees.
Shabbaton,
yes, don't live here. Leave the country. You live here, society, you live in this society, society accepts that this is the law. You don't like it, move out. No, that's nothing. That's not law and order. Law and order. Not talking about because they have a mishigas, they don't want to believe. That's a kid. We have to die in Kiddush Hashem. He was us to die. No, strictly law and order. You have to have a law, and the Rashi explains. You must have law and order. The Torah doesn't. You know that the Rambam says another place that the Rashba, that it wasn't enough just to have the Torah because the Torah to have law and order because the Torah needs Adam. So Bezdin always punished people without Adam once they were convinced the guy did it, because otherwise ish esre'im chayim b'loy, the Mishnah says, they swallow each other up.
No,
you have him arrested. Didn't say kill him. Have him arrested.
Yeah, have him arrested. So, for example, someone DUI. Some guy gets drunk.
Yes, you call.
You can kill people.
Yes, theoretical. You should report him to the police. And if you can't stop him, theoretical. Theoretical. I'm not saying advocate him. He is a murderer. He is a murderer. It's very good. A guy told me that he was screamed at because he called the police on someone. I said, you're the biggest mitzvah. I had a few schnapps and what? Cigarette. If you do something to yourself, that's not my business. I'm not interested. We're talking about this guy's hurting other people. A DUI is gonna kill someone. He's walking around driving with a loaded weapon. So if a guy wants to hurt himself by smoking, that's between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's not society. You could say secondhand smoke, if that exists or not, it's a separate issue. But between you, there's a halacha, dina machisa. We as a community need to have law and order. If you want to smoke and you want to abuse your body, not eat, not sleep, and eat junk food, then that's between you and Hashem. But if you driving and hit someone, that is our business, society business. Yes, because otherwise, ish eser eyu chayim b'loy. The guy, he knows that five times there were murder, and no one said anything in the Jewish community, because, you know what I mean, they don't want a massacre. I'm angry at this guy. This guy owes me money. I'm going to just do the same thing. It's ish eser eyu chayim b'loy. I'm going to answer his question, 1 second. He asked about Lushan Hara, Yankee. So the truth is, it comes to shit. It's one of the amazing things about Hilchos Lushan Hara. When you're allowed to talk Lushan Hara, when you're not allowed to talk Lushan Hara, so you shield, the guy in Tabren, someone calls you about a shidduch. That's if you really don't want, you want to give him the true information, you're allowed to talk. I love when people don't say, come in shidduch, I don't speak Lushan Hara. You know, that. The shidduch you're allowed to, just can't exaggerate, you know. Well, you have to, you know, that's a long conversation. But a guy you're doing business doesn't want to pay you. You go to the Torah first. Unless the guy breaks into your house every night.
Okay.
You know, I'm talking about a guy just. Yes.
Close the
camera. Why don't we have to?